Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Oh. It's not a good morning for you?
You okay, bud?
My allergies. I'm just over it. Mm. Just really, really over it.
They haven't hit me yet.
I haven't been outside, so I...
You're the boy in the bubble.
Yeah, I haven't been exposed.
You haven't been exposed to any pollen. We went to... Amanda and I went to eat at Waverly last night, which is a development, Roy, out in the Ballantyne area.
Where'd you guys... I want to know where you went.
Chewy's.
Mm. Oh, Chewy's, yeah. Great. Okay.
And sat and had margarita. Well, yeah. I had margaritas. Amanda's pregnant. So, and we sat on the patio, and like I looked over at my phone, pollen.
Ooh.
Cleaned it off.
Ooh.
Like 10 minutes later, pollen.
Yeah.
Like was filling up my phone.
And you know that was getting on your food.
It gets everywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
So, for some reason, it's really bad this year, but this is the first year I lived in this neighborhood.
So maybe it's just that neighborhood.
I'm going to ask my neighbor to take down two trees that I believe are the culprits for my poor allergies.
Okay, that's...
I'm sure they'll spend $1,000 to take the trees down.
For the neighbor's health? Yes, you must.
No, he's not going to do that, bud.
Well, what if I do it in the middle of the night, quietly?
I think that's illegal. I don't think you can do that.
That's definitely illegal.
Yeah.
Claim
and
I
by
didn't.
The way, and you can't do it quietly in the middle of the
yeah.
night.
You're gonna go out there with a chainsaw.
All right, everybody, be really quiet. Let's take down the tree.
No, Roy, that's the wrong tree.
It's going towards the house.
Oh no! Oh, the drama that would ensue afterwards if you took down your neighbor's trees.
Oh, I bet. Maybe we should talk about that later. It's always good to hear drama between neighbors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you think
God.
You have it bad, then you hear someone else's story, and you're like, geez, I have it easy compared to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember we did that a while back, and one neighbor said for some reason, one person said the neighbor uses her driveway and then cuts across his grass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. I had bad neighbors when I lived in a neighborhood back in Virginia. We had a swimming pool in my backyard. The neighbor would go swimming.
In your pool.
Yeah, when I wasn't there.
That's rude.
No permission asked.
No permission
granted.
You know,
yeah.
I think we may have been the bad neighbors growing up because I was too young to remember exactly what was going on, but my dad was always at odds with our neighbor. Always.
We definitely got to bring that back. Oh,
yeah,
and then on top of that, I'm sure neighbors hated me because I always brought my guns in and out because I'd go to the gun range and they're like, who's the crazy?
Would you fire on your property?
No, this is in the city. I lived in the city for like a year.
So, gotcha.
Yeah. Can't shoot your gun in the city.
Today's National Mom
City
and...
in Roanoke.
Salem's not. Yeah. It's not like Charlotte.
right.
You know.
Suburbs.
Yeah.
There's nothing above three stories. You know.
No subway system, no light rail.
Yeah.
Today's National Walmart. Mom and Pop Business Owners Day, which we love. So celebrate today by going to some local places. Like, I'll probably go to a local deli today and get lunch.
That's good.
Yeah. I have to pick up Dean from school. So funny. My wife drilled it into my head yesterday to not forget to pick up Dean from school today. Normally, my nanny does. She's out of town. So this morning, I went in, and I check on Dean in the morning sometimes to make sure he's got the covers on him. He sleeps crazy. So I went in there, and he goes, good morning, Dad. Are you going to work? I said, yeah. He goes, I'll see you at Mary's, the nanny, because that's where I normally pick him up. He goes, oh, wait, you're picking me up at school today. And I was like, ooh, that's right, bud, I am. I had forgotten.
You had already forgotten.
Woke
Tell
up and totally
Siri
forgot.
Tell your Siri to remind you, please.
She does. She knows.
Okay.
She's down. All right, we got a ton to get to today. Brand new War of the Roses. Threesome Gone Bad. We've never heard that before. That's at 7:50 this morning, plus a 60-second chit-chat. If you didn't hear it, we'll do that at 6:50. Up next, though, we're going to tell you once again, this dog type is the most popular dog in America. Voted the most popular dog in America. Okay? It is not Woofer.
Are you sure?
Nope. Oh. What is Woofer?
A Yorkie.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the Yorkie.
Okay.
All right, we'll get to that coming up in under 10 minutes.
You gotta get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
There you go, brother.
We're here for you every single morning. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with the MRL Morning Show. Big news, next Monday, you got a shot at $1,000 as it's the return of the KISS cash code. We're going to give you a code word five times a day, and you'll have five opportunities to get $1,000 simply by texting a number, and if they hit you back, you won. So it really doesn't take much work to get $1,000.
And we got an announcement involving the boy band Why Don't We? that we need to do at some point this morning.
We do? Is that up to us?
Was that official?
It's on the sheet. Kiss Cash Code heavily all weekend long.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we got to promote it. So we'll do that later on the show.
Perfect. So what dog do you think is the most popular dog in the U.S., Loren, if it's not the the Yorkie?
I say a French Bulldog.
When I think of, like, the family dog, I think of a Golden Retriever.
I do, too. But, like, at some point, the Yorkie was the most popular dog. So I think these probably run on trends.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people who have French Bulldogs currently.
Roy is correct. The Labrador Retriever actually is number one.
What's the difference between a Labrador Retriever and a Golden Retriever?
I guess, like, retrievers could be different colors, and I think golden is their color.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So it's a Labrador Retriever.
It's a
There's chocolate labs.
But I think they might fall all underneath the Labrador Retriever.
Okay.
I think. Because my neighbor had a Golden Retriever, and the dog knew how to get their newspaper. Like, they would wake up in the morning, and they would say, go get the newspaper. And the dog would go get everybody's newspaper.
I thought Golden Retrievers, though, had softer hair, and then, like, Labrador Retrievers had more coarse hair, like, shorter hair.
It's possible. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
They look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. German Shepherd was number two. Golden Retriever was number three, Roy. There you have it.
Okay.
French Bulldog was number four.
Hey, French Bulldog. There it is, Loren.
Bulldog number five. Beagle number six. Beagles are really hard to train. A girl I dated had one. They're stubborn and hard-headed.
Yeah. I mean, they're hunting dogs. We had one when we were little.
A beagle?
Yeah.
Poodle was number seven. Roddy was number eight. The Rottweiler.
I love those.
My neighbor got one. It went from puppy to full-grown wildebeest in like 3 months.
Yeah. I want a big standard poodle so badly. And I'll probably never have one because I told you guys I'm not doing this again.
Yep. The Yorkshire Terrier was number nine, and number 10 was the German short-haired pointer.
I don't even know what that is.
The German short-haired.
It's like one of the ones that always does well in the best in show contest.
Pointer. I like bulldogs. There's a lot of ugly bulldogs, but I do love a bulldog. Yeah,
I don't know anybody with that dog, though.
The German short-haired pointer?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's that list. And then one more thing we just wanted to point out this morning. A good sponsor of the MRL Morning Show, Dunkin' Donuts, has teamed up with the athletic shoe company. Is it Saucony?
Sure.
They're going to make their very own Dunkin'-inspired sneakers. Each pair features Dunkin's signature colors, the magenta and orange, along with pictures of sprinkles, coffee, and the company's logo with a frosted donut on the heel.
Nice.
Less than 2,000 pairs have been made, and they're sold at $110 a pop.
Dang, that's pretty steep.
Why would someone buy that? I guess they love donuts that much.
There's a lot of sneakerheads, man.
I'll do a little research on it.
Okay.
Better come with a free donut if I'm spending $100 for a pair of shoes.
A free donut?
A box of donuts. Yeah, better come with something. I want a Dunkin' Donuts gift card in that box.
Is this true? Pizza Hut Pie Tops sneakers?
What?
I've seen pizza sneakers.
The Pizza Hut Pie Top sneakers had a special button to order pizza. This one says Dunkin's sneakers will not help you order coffee any faster or get your donuts any faster.
I saw on the TV commercial the guy hit a shoe and ordered a pizza, but I thought that was just like a TV commercial.
No, I guess it's legit.
How?
I guess it's probably like the Amazon buttons. Like, you preset it, and then when you want it...
No way this is true. This is Pizza Hut makes... There's no way this is true.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah, but it also says it can pause your TV.
Oh.
So there's no way this is true.
Yeah, whoever wrote that article that we just read might not know that.
This new year, a button on the tongue of the left shoe capable of pausing live TV so you won't miss anything when your pizza's delivered.
Now, that might be true.
What?
You're gonna love pizza, man. That's some Kara stuff right there. My best friend, she loves her some pizza.
I mean, so do I, but not...
Look at this. Pizza Hut Pie Tops. I never heard of this, but sneakerheads love them, dude.
Pie Tops is a cool name.
You know,
I'm into it.
Pizza Hut sneakers.
This is going to be one of those things like in 20 years we're going to look back and laugh at. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't need
20 years. I can laugh now.
But you know, like, because we look at like the marketing strategies of like some fast foods like 20 years ago, and we're like laughing at that.
Look at how much they are. They're going for, bud.
Oh, my gosh. That's $2,000, $3,000.
Oh, that's because they didn't really. They probably made a couple of them, and it's like the Yeezys.
Yeah.
You can't get them, so that's why they're so expensive.
These are $7,500.
Oh.
And who would wear them?
I don't believe that it works.
You're going to have to order. You know who's going to order a pair and show up with them? Roy.
I don't believe
just
it
to
works.
Order the pizza. You're gonna buy them just to order the pizza.
And see if I can pause my TV.
And then you're gonna try and resell them, but like Loren will scuff them up, and then you won't be able to resell them, and then yeah. You'll be stuck with $2,500 sneakers.
Oh my gosh!
When we come back, we're gonna talk about something. It's a new fad, and it's not a positive fad. It's actually kind of sad. Couples are now getting quote sleep divorces. We'll talk about sleep divorcing coming up in less than 10 minutes. Tell you what it is. If you and your significant other sleep in opposite beds, like you're not even in the same bed, you sleep in different beds, give us a shout real quick, 704-570-9595, because we need to know, like, what led to that? Is it snoring, or is it simply because you guys just aren't getting along right now? That's the new trend. It's something called sleep divorces.
Yeah, you know, my aunt had a sleep divorce.
Really?
Yeah, she had one for years.
Yeah, it basically means that you and your partner sleep in separate beds.
Yeah, it almost came to the point where her and her husband was almost like roommates. You know,
but they stayed married.
They stayed married. The moving furniture stopped. You know, caring for each other stopped. Everything stopped. They would just kind of live together.
Is that kind of like
that way?
Unconsciously separating?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. You know, but they had kids and it was weird, you know. And I don't think they really wanted to pull the trigger yet. I think it was a little taboo.
According to a study by the National Sleep Foundation, about 25% of married couples sleep separately. And it's not that uncommon. And there's a good reason why people do it. A certain amount of people, like they said, dealt with snoring, people that turn and twist and turn and stuff. Mm. But a separate study said that a lot of times when the relationship's not going well, some people could sleep in opposite in different beds for years at a time.
You know, when I was pregnant, Dallas and I, we didn't get a sleep divorce, but we were definitely taking a break. I just couldn't get comfortable in our bed sometimes, so I would go and sleep in the spare bedroom.
Really? Because you have that big California king, man. I mean, you could fit like a whole family in your bed.
But it just, for some reason.
Maybe every time he moved.
Yeah. And he's a little clingy at night.
Likes to snuggle and cuddle.
He likes to cuddle, you know, which is sweet. Yeah. But when you're pregnant and you can't get comfortable, it's like, dude. Yeah.
Do you know Amanda puts a pillow in between me and her? And she has since like day one. She likes to sleep with a pillow next to her.
Uh-huh. Really?
And it blocks me.
I like to hold a pillow. So depending on what side, like if I'm going to face Sterling, I'll grab my pillow and then that won't happen.
You know, she puts up a wall and I pay for it.
Yeah.
There it is.
You know what the great part about my aunt and my uncle and their sleep divorce is that when he got the divorce, my uncle was still shocked. Like, guys are clueless.
Yeah.
Like, he just thought, well, the wife, you know, she wants to sleep in a separate room.
Yeah. Doing her thing.
Yep, must be a bed issue. I know it ain't me. No, Unky, it's not you.
Total legend in his own mind.
Joe and Charlotte, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't know there was a name for it, but yeah, I guess my wife and I sleep divorced probably about 4 months ago. About 7 months ago, I developed a real bad snoring problem. Went to the doctor for it. We've done everything from Flonase nasal strips, put the bed on a 2-foot incline. Oh, my wife has tried taking CBD oils before going to bed, and nothing's worked. So yeah, we haven't slept in the same bed for 5 months now.
And you just got the snoring out of nowhere.
Yeah. The doctor said it's strictly due to age. I do have a deviated septum, but he said that that's not actually what's attributing to, I guess, the volume of my snore. It's more age.
So, but you and your wife still love each other.
Oh, dearly. Yeah.
So the word divorce is scary in this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like sleep divorce. You hate that word.
Yeah, so, yeah. As I said, I didn't, you know, that's pretty drastic. But,
How do you guys move furniture?
Like individually?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, do you schedule a time?
Generally during the day.
during the day.
I mean, neither one of us work third shift or anything, but, yeah. You know, we're always really busy. I do about 18-hour days.
Oh, good gosh.
Monday through Friday, I do a lot of driving, and then I still work. You know,
no wonder why
hours.
You're snoring. You're working 18-hour days, Joe.
Get a different job.
Good gravy.
Tired. You know what you need? Vacation.
That money's good, though.
That money is good. That cut that in half, though. I want you working 9 hours a day, 9 hours at under protest.
Yes. Wait, I have one more question.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Who leaves? Like, who has to go sleep somewhere else? Is it you, or does your wife just get sick of it and she leaves?
We have two fully equipped bedrooms, a master, I guess you almost call it two masters, and my wife brought it up. She moved out of our master and into the secondary guest master.
Did you cry when she moved out? Like, it was a sad, like, watching your kid go to college.
You can't take my CDs.
I don't think I really don't. It's because the second my head hits the pillow, I'm out.
Me too.
Oh, jealous. I'm up, man.
Me too. I watched about 12 seconds of Pirates of the Caribbean last night, and next thing you know, I'm dreaming about being on the boat with
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes, Jack Sparrow. All right, Joe. Thanks for calling,
hey,
bud.
Guys. Not a problem. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Oh, 18 hours a day.
What does he do?
I don't know. I was afraid to ask.
I know. The most I've ever worked in a day, I think, was 16 hours. And that was 911.
It sounded like he was a truck driver, maybe.
Maybe.
Oof.
No, but truck drivers can only drive for up to 11 hours before the DOT tells them to take a break.
We do about, I think we average about 8 hours. Maybe 7 hours a day. Five to about 12.
Us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I need to lower my afternoon work schedule.
Yeah, we work 7 hours a day, if you think about it. I mean, we're here for at least 2 hours after the show.
Yeah, but then I go home and I do stuff. I'm working on imaging.
Yeah.
Now I need to scale back. I need to scale my work back.
Yeah.
I'm just like Joe.
Kind of. Minus 12 hours.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Laurent Show.
Minus 12. Yeah, minus 10 hours. I need to scale my work.
I mean, yeah, just like Joe, you do have another job.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got in the Dirty on the 30, Laurent?
All right, so Justin Bieber tried to do something nice, but it definitely backfired on him. He got yelled at and chased.
Nice.
I'll share the story with you coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 3 minutes.
Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Justin Bieber has been going to church a lot lately and trying to change his ways. He has also been in touch with his more compassionate side. Well, photographers caught Justin after a Soul Cycle class in Los Angeles talking to a homeless couple on the sidewalk, and it turns out that he wasn't very welcome there. Justin first was speaking to one of them, and the other one was sleeping. He brought them water. And when the other person woke up and realized it was Justin Bieber, started to yell at him and awkwardly fleeing him away.
Not even the homeless wants him.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, because now I feel bad for Justin for doing something nice. Do you really think that the homeless person knew who he was? Because some homeless people just don't want to be bothered. Regardless of who it was.
I mean, if
I've had that happen to me.
A bottle of water, though.
Doesn't matter. I gave somebody, I had a number two from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I only ate one of the burgers. This is when I lived in Memphis. I gave the other burger to a homeless person, and they threw it at me.
Really?
Yeah. And then the debate was on whether or not, because it was still wrapped, do I eat it?
Because it only touched their hand?
Right. So, no, because it was on the ground.
Oh.
And he threw it, and it hit the ground, so I was like...
Yeah, it was still in its wrapper.
I was like, I can leave it here for you, or I could take it and eat it. What do you think I should do? And he mumbled something, and I just took it.
Oh, and you really did take it back. If you would have left it there, he would have eaten it.
He would have.
I don't...
I've never seen a homeless couple, by the way. Never.
You know what I feel sad about sometimes? Never. Is homeless people with dogs.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Homeless dogs, but everybody's got to have a buddy.
Right. So Kelly Clarkson is defending herself against a contestant from The Voice, Molly Stevens, who was eliminated from the show, took to Instagram, which has since been deleted, to take issue with Kelly. She said that Kelly said that her voice was like Melissa Etheridge and Indigo Girls, and she thought that Kelly was making that assumption because Molly and Melissa Etheridge are both gay.
Oh.
And that wasn't fair to just label because of that.
Oversensitive. Next story.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it was a bland audition. She didn't even know.
Yeah.
Well,
stop, people.
It might have been
enough.
In the... Because aren't they on to the eliminations now?
Yeah, but she made that comment in the beginning,
oh,
right?
Oh, so then, yeah. Then
yeah.
Okay, so Dua Lipa is getting her very own Snapchat filter. The singer took to Twitter, which I love that she went to Twitter to talk about her Snapchat filter, but I guess you got to get it over all platforms. And she's doing this in conjunction with her latest single. And when you use the filter, you can apply a glittery earring and have a red or blue background. And then her song will, of course, play. So you can lip sync to that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Roseanne had a huge ratings.
I heard.
Huge. I mean, huge. 18.2 million viewers for the first show. And that had more than the finale did in 1997.
So the only thing that's scary is that that number is going to get cut in half.
Oh, big
and
time.
The network's going to start freaking out. But yeah, big it was time. Good.
Well,
got good reviews.
18.2 million versus the 10 million for the Will and Grace reboot premiere. Yeah. So, I mean, they just killed it in all.
Roseanne is that family that a lot of people can relate to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The struggling middle class.
Yeah. And the reason why...
Lower middle class, I think, is what she refers to herself
lower,
as.
The lower working class.
Working class, right.
And the reason why our bosses never freak out is because we have so low of ratings.
We got a 17 share one book.
Yeah, but at that point, everyone knew that. Yeah.
Even we were like, that's not.
What happened there?
We were like, that's not legit. Don't look at that number. That's like getting an 8+ on a math test for me and being like, there's no way that's possible.
Yeah, he guessed or something.
Yeah. All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why everyone's freaking out and thinks Mariah Carey is now engaged.
All right, okay. We're going to get to a 60-second chit-chat in less than 10 minutes. The only thing we can do is call busy coffee shops in New York City and put them on hold. And we're going to wait and see if anyone can keep someone on hold during a 60-second chit-chat. Maybe Roy with his southern voice. He usually wins. We'll find out in less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
We're way far off.
Still to come.
By the way, your bid might be winning, Roy, for the Panthers.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw the commissioner yesterday said that the bidding for the Panthers and, like, the number, the amount of money it's going to go for is, like, astronomical.
Really?
Yeah. And he thinks it's a good sign for the NFL that these franchises are so expensive. Also, on another sports note, Roy, I know you're happy to hear this. Kemba Walker became the all-time Hornets leading scorer last night, even though he lost to LeBron and the Cavs. Congratulations to Kemba.
Congratulations, Kemba.
Good friend of the MRL Morning Show.
Yeah.
Up next, we want to hear from you guys. What happened on your first day on the job that almost made you say, geez, maybe I should have taken this job? Wait to hear what one police officer had to do on their first day on the job. We'll get to it in less than 5 minutes.
Maney, Roy.
So many cool things going on here at the radio station. Monday morning, make sure you're listening to the MRL Morning Show. We just want to give you $1,000 to drop into your account. It's the KISS cash code, and it returns Monday morning. Make sure you're listening to the MRL Morning Show starting at 6 a.m. for your shot to win $1,000.
Also, we're doing this really cool thing, the boy band Why Don't We? You can get up close and personal with these guys on April 6th at the Epicenter at Strike City, where you can go bowling with them.
How cool.
It's called Rock and Bowl. So you get a chance to win a private Rock and Bowl experience with the boy band Why Don't We and Kiss 95.1. Go to kiss95.1.com to sign up to win.
There goes Loren.
Yep.
Bowling a strike.
Yes.
So think about this, you guys. What was it that happened on your first day on the job that made you say, uh-oh, maybe I picked the wrong job? Like your first day was such a disaster that you started second thinking your job choice.
My first day at 911 was a disaster.
I can imagine a lot of people's first days on the job are a disaster. 704-570-9595. I'm going to tell you what this police officer in California had to do on their first day. But, Roy, what was...
So, my first 911 call ever, I ever took...
Probably nothing to prepare you for that amount of anxiety.
It was a kid with a knife. He was chasing his... It was like chasing his parents.
That was your first call?
Right. But he didn't understand the danger of what he was doing. And I didn't know what to say. And so it was like literally me going, 911, where's your emergency? The mom going, yeah, my son, he's playing with a knife, but he doesn't understand, you know, that. And then you hear me just silent. And you hear someone whispering going, ask them where they are.
So all your training went out the window.
Yeah.
Where are you? Ask them, does he currently hold the knife? And then you hear someone whispering in the background the whole time. And I just repeat what they
I'll take it from here.
Did you just freeze up?
I just, you know, because I was expecting like
a fire or a car accident.
Property damage, something easy. You know what I mean? Like someone stole something from me.
It's like your first day on the job.
Not a priority one response, you know.
It would be like your first day on the job as like an air traffic controller and having an emergency right away. And you're like, you trained for it, but you expect it. Further down the line.
I figured someone else would pick up that phone call.
I mean, but did you think somebody was going to call and say, like, my cat's in a tree?
Kind of. Yes.
That's I see what Roy's saying.
That's like 80% of what 911 deals with.
But you work for 911. That's why people call for emergencies.
I know, but like, it me handling a priority one call.
Here's what Roy expected from 911.
Oh, hello. Could I ask for a request? Something by the Case Brothers, Martin and Gibson.
Yeah, requesting a song.
Somebody called 911 to request a song.
I think expected that.
Okay. This police officer in California, on his first day on the job, his very first call, after all of his training, going through, learning how to be the perfect police officer, he got called to wrangle up some loose goats. The Fullerton Police Department posted on its Facebook page that Officer Vasquez, on his first day on the service by himself, after completing his field training, his very first job was to wrangle up some goats. We have to believe this one wasn't covered at the academy, the department wrote on Facebook. Thank you to all the other goat wranglers for helping Officer Vasquez catch these little guys.
Back in the county where I did 911, we actually, like, that was a thing. Like, horses and cattle would get loose. And so we'd had to send that was a real call type. We'd have to send a police officer to rattle up them.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was, like, part of their jobs.
All right, so what was it that happened on your first day on the job that made it a disaster?
This is Ashley in Fort Mill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Ashley. Go ahead.
So my first day on the job, I had just moved to Charlotte and taken a new role, new company coming from D.C. And at 9:30 that morning, my boss told me that if our team didn't get more money, I was going to have to be let go.
Whoa, on the first day?
On the first day. So I was like, yay, welcome to the Queen City. My job is at risk.
Oh, my gosh. No pressure.
I'm just trying to find the bathroom. I'm new. You know?
Yeah, I was like, I don't really know, like, which end is up, and now I'm worried about my job.
That's funny. I might not even have parked in the right spot. Can I get my bearing? So you were there for, like, an hour and a half, and you get that threat. How are you now? Are you still at that job?
I'm still there.
She made the money, y'all.
There it is.
Hey, is that, like, a scare tactic, you think?
I don't know, but the boss did it. He motivated her.
I don't know. It kept me working hard, I guess.
Thanks, Ashley. Have a great day. And thank you for moving to Charlotte and picking up on the MRL Morning Show.
Awesome. I love you guys. Thank you.
I love you too.
You guys remember when I first moved here, my apartment looked like I could move out at any second?
You were such a flight risk. Oh.
Like, I didn't have any art.
Bags not unpacked.
No.
For like 6 months.
No TV.
I was just waiting for this show to get canceled. Just waiting.
You sure you want us to come into work?
Mom's like, I'm going to keep all your favorite foods around the house, bud, just in case.
Good, because I don't know if Charlotte can handle Roy. I don't know if it's good. Sydney and Charlotte, hi, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. So tell us about your first job.
So the first day at a car wash, I was in the back vacuuming, and one of my own employees hit me with a carb.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I stayed there about a month and left.
Are you okay, obviously?
Yeah, I was fine. I was just a little, like, shocked, I guess. I was like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
First day she got hit by a car.
The car wash.
She's like, can I go home?
Yeah. Carolyn in Indian Trail, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a new first-time CNA. I changed careers late in life. And my first day on the job at a retirement center, the residents broke out with neurovirus, which is an extremely bad stomach bug.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Made for a very interesting first day, made me question it, but I'm still with it and I love it.
Good for you, Carolyn. Thanks for doing what you do.
Could you imagine the cleanup? Anonymous in Lancaster, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Trying not to.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. Tell us about that awful first day.
Yes. So I had switched. I'm in the dental field. So I switched from a pretty good job to a job that was going to be even better. So on my first day, I came in. They did not train me. They were so short-staffed, they had to throw me in. And I ended up in the doctor's, the main doctor's office at the end of the day with him telling me everything I did wrong.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
That's like when we started working here, we go into our boss's office, and he's like, here's the following things you did wrong. We're like, anything we do right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, hey, was there anything we did right?
It was every day.
Yeah.
Every day we got critique.
We hear you, Anonymous. It's annoying. And I think eventually we told our boss, our quagmire, it was annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he still continues down that road.
But it's not every day. We don't get critiqued every day.
No, but we definitely hear more bad than good.
Well, but the thing about it was like the same thing. Everybody was, Manny, stop talking. You're talking too much. Slow down.
Roy, enunciate. Yep. And Loren, you're great.
That was our critique.
And we're not even joking. That was it. Roy, Gabby wants to talk to you. Hey, Gabby.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. So you're a former 911 operator as well as Roy.
Yeah, I am. I work for West Wing, Mississippi, for the Clay County.
Great. Well, I'll tell you what, ours is the yellow line. That's what you know how like officers are blue and
oh really
and yeah, firefighters are red. We're yellow.
Okay.
So yellow sticks together.
Did you have a rough first day, Gabby?
I did. So after my first 3 days of training, I worked for night shifts, and we had a call about gunfire in a McDonald's down the road from where our facility was. And the police officer, after they got to the scene and everything, they got a gun and they gave us a series number that we had to put in the system.
Yeah.
And this huge just noise, it started ringing all around the facility. I had no clue what it was. And it was just telling us that the gun was stolen. And I had no clue because it was just two of us. It was a small town.
Mm.
So it was
oh, wow.
just two of us at night shift. And we were both new.
Oh, my God. So,
what is that noise? I don't know.
Gabby.
I'm sure it's nothing important. We're only 911 operators. I'm sure it's nothing.
Are there codes? Like, would that be like a code purple? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a code to tell the officers that, yeah, they got to.
So it's not even, like the hospitals did away with codes because they were so confusing.
Oh, they do plain talk as well.
Okay.
But yeah, they still have tin codes because you never know.
What do you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
So Corey Feldman says that he was stabbed, but police say that there was no indication of that. I'll give you the whole story and we'll get to the bottom of it. I know it sounds bizarre. It's coming up in the dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. Are you okay?
Sorry about that.
Whoa. You okay?
Yeah. I like went to inhale and I don't know, spit went down my throat. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You know, I thought maybe she's doing like a quick cough. She did like seven
I know.
In a row.
Like it hit right where it hurts. All right, take two. Okay, so Halsey is going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race tonight if you love her. And she's going to be a judge on tonight's episode on VH1. Now, Hailee Steinfeld and Niall of One Direction, formerly of One Direction, they are dating. New couple alert.
Really?
Yes. Whoa. So there were some rumors flying after President's Day when they spent the weekend in Vegas together. They were seen at nightclubs and at the Backstreet Boys concert. But they did officially just take it public, and they both shared a photo of each other, like, together on Twitter. They're saying that it's still in the casual stages, so it's not getting serious just yet, but they are dating.
Okay.
Speaking of couples, Katy Perry, who has not confirmed that she is redating Orlando Bloom, but he was with her in Japan, and she was on stage this week performing, and she referred to him as Bubadoo. So this maybe it's their pet name, her pet name for him.
Bubadoo.
Yeah, she says this is called Into Me, You See.
There you go.
Okay. Right. Is the name of the song, but she said that's for him, and she referred to him as Bubadoo.
That reminds me of Babadook, which is a very scary movie.
Bubadoo is Orlando Bloom. So this is such a bizarre story. Follow me. Corey Feldman says, and we have audio of his side of the story, but he says that he was stabbed, perhaps with a syringe, but after the police did an investigation and he was checked out by doctors, they're saying that there's no indication of a stabbing.
And all of a sudden, somebody gets out of the passenger side when they're right next to me. I don't know what he did, but he pulls it like extra strength and the door flies open. And he just lunges in. He's got a weapon in his hand. He stabs at me one time.
So it was a road rage incident?
Well, he says that somebody opened his car door and jabbed him with something in an attempted homicide. That's his side of the story. And he believes that it's because of his recent sexual abuse allegations in Hollywood. He was tweeting from the hospital, but
there's no stab wound.
Listen, I'm pretty sure if you were stabbed, there would be
a stab wound,
some kind of an indication. But that's why he's saying he thinks it was with a syringe.
So,
because a syringe would just leave a puncture mark.
And why did he say it took a lot of force to open the car door?
I don't know. Why are we talking about Corey Feldman, more importantly?
I don't know.
Because this is a bizarre story.
It is a bizarre story.
But it's so bizarre.
I get it. I just...
He acts like the Hulk ripped open the door and just attacked him.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not even sure half of our audience even knows that he was in a movie called License to Drive. Phenomenal. Phenomenal film.
It's still.
Also The Goonies. Phenomenal film.
The Goonies.
You ever see that?
Please tell me you've seen The Goonies.
With Chunk?
Probably when I was a little kid. I couldn't tell you what's about. Don't they have creatures or something?
Yeah.
Roy. Yep. You really haven't seen The
Sloth,
Goonies.
Sloth. Isn't that his name?
Sloth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you missed Roseanne this week, I'm sure you'll want to check it out because it got 18.2 million viewers in its premiere of the reboot. And Will and Grace only had 10 million, by the way. So a little, I'm sure, rivalry going on there, but it was the biggest thing on TV for
Amanda is a huge fan of Will and Grace, and I got like six of them on my DVR, which shows me, I haven't said anything to her, but I haven't asked her, but I have a feeling that she isn't into it as much.
She fell off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
Reboots are hard, man.
They are, man.
I guess Full House is the one that really got to the top. You know what I mean? Because they don't typically, I feel like, work out. It's like a sequel. It's never It's never better the second time around.
That's true.
But see, Roseanne and Fuller House did the same thing. They stuck to the script. They are what they are.
Yeah.
Their characters are the same. They react to each other really funny.
Did Will and Grace not do that?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
No, they did.
Yeah, I felt like they did.
And I feel like they erased that whole last episode, too.
Yes,
so they did.
They did
something very similar to what Roseanne did.
But maybe it's starting to drop off. I don't know.
Well, Roseanne's not getting 18 million viewers next time. So
no.
That's...
No, that'll be definitely cut probably in half. But coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what Housewife Kyle Richards has some... A little advice for Paris Hilton as she goes down her wedding journey.
Okay. Let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. Three wins. Call now. Take her down.
Hey, want to get
a wreck on Brookshire at Old Plank. Traffic brought to you by Hyundai. More features, more technology, and more savings than you'd expect. Get a great deal, more than a great deal, at the Hyundai Season of More event. Offers end April 2nd.
Hey, make sure you're listening to the Friday Free-for-All tomorrow at 7:45 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. So, in just about 24 hours from now, you're going to be sitting by your radio and you're going to wait to be caller number 9 so you can score those tickets to see Nelly. All right, we're going to play Can't Beat Loren. Nicole in Charlotte is ready to play in 3 minutes.
You got to get up. Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Corona Life on Kiss 95.1.
Nicole, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, you were playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Great.
Have you ever played before?
I have, but it's been a while.
Ooh, how'd you do last time?
Not so well. You beat me.
Well, let's see if you can do any better today.
All right.
Throw her out of the studio.
All right, Loren, get out.
I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio. So only
and her shirt says goodbye.
Does it really?
Yeah. Look at the back of her shirt.
That's pretty cool.
Bye, Felicia. Okay, are you ready, Nicole? In Charlotte?
Yeah.
Question number one. Candace Cameron Bure was seen at the Kids' Choice Awards in what headlines say is the edgiest look yet for her. She played the role of DJ Tanner in what 80s TV sitcom?
Full House.
Question two. This New Zealand singer covered Kanye West's Love Lockdown on stage in Chicago. She made her debut in 2013 with the hit song Royals.
Lord.
Question number three. Gal Gadot and Kristen Wiig signed up to star in this wonderful superhero sequel.
Can you repeat that?
Sure. Gal Gadot. Her and Kristen Wiig have signed on to star in the sequel to this wonderful superhero movie.
Oh,
Gal Gadot played the character in the movie, in the first movie. Three, two.
Yeah, no.
No answer there. Okay.
Blank on that one. Sorry.
Question four. Today, in 1994, Ellen, the TV series, debuted. The main character, Ellen, was played by Ellen DeGeneres, who is known as the host of her show. What network is that show? Oh, that's a hard question.
That is hard because it's on different networks in different cities, right?
Yeah. All right, here, we're going to change it. You ready?
Yep.
All right. The Ellen Show is debuted in 1994, okay? Not this, not the talk show, the actual her comedy show, okay? Who is Ellen's wife, partner?
Portia de Rossi.
There you go. We'll take that.
Yeah.
Question number five. After the cast of Dawson's Creek reunited in the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly, the leading female role, Joey Potter, was played by Tom Cruise's ex. Who is that?
Katie Holmes.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
We made it work, though. We'll give Loren the harder one.
No, we're not. That's four correct. She got four correct.
Okay.
Oh, good going, Nicole. Here we go, Loren. Question number one. Candace Cameron Bure was seen at the Kids' Choice Awards, and what headlines are saying was her edgiest look yet. She played the role of DJ Tanner in what late 80s TV sitcom?
Full House.
That's right, 1-1.
And this New Zealand singer covered Kanye West's Love Lockdown on stage in Chicago. She made her debut in 2013 with the hit song Royals.
Lord.
That's right, 2-2.
Gal Gadot and Kristen Wiig are signed on to star in this wonderful superhero sequel.
Wonder Woman.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Nicole did not have an answer for that one. 3-2.
Now you know it, right, Nicole?
Yeah.
Wonderful. There was your
clue. Yeah, I got it. Yep.
Today, 1994, Ellen, the sitcom series, debuted. Who is Ellen's wife slash partner?
Portia de Rossi.
That is correct. We're currently at 4-3.
And after the cast of Dawson's Creek reunited in the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly, the leading female role, Joey Potter, was played by Tom Cruise's ex. Who is that?
Katie Holmes.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you win.
Nicole.
Thanks.
You know what? Did you do better this time than you did last time, though?
I got the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I think I got 4 last time as well.
It's hard to get 5, isn't it, Nicole? A lot of people that don't play,
yeah, well,
they don't know that.
When you're put on the spot like that, when you're put on the spot.
And yeah.
Trust me, Nicole, I get the most anxiety about this every single day.
It's adding age to our life.
Yeah. All right, Nicole, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yeah, I'm Nicole, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Nicole.
Go take care of that child screaming in the background. That's like a mandatory thing for Can't Beat Loren. Must have kid yelling in background.
Yeah. Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
War of the Roses. Alicia wants to see if her boyfriend, Tripp, is cheating on her.
Now, this is going to be a bit more of an adult to War of the Roses. So if you have kids, you might want to be careful because it involves a three people. Yeah.
Things were a little stale, so they added a third person to the party.
Yeah. And so now Alicia May thinking after some photos were posted online with Tripp and this third person, she thinks Tripp is cheating on her. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. War of the Roses. A brand new one comes up less than 10 minutes. Today is gone.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alicia, you are on War of the Roses today, and in your email to us, you said that you think your boyfriend Tripp is cheating. What's going on?
So Tripp and I have been together for about 2 years, and you know, after a while, you lose something. So we decided to try to spice things up. So we invited our friend Lindsay to join us in the threesome. And it was great.
How'd that conversation go? Hey, Linz, you doing anything on Friday night?
Yeah, who comes to who with that?
It was kind of like a mutual thing. Like, we had been talking back and forth. You know, I was like, well, you know, maybe it's something we could try. I had fun. I think everyone enjoyed themselves. So, you know, I thought it was a success. And then Lindsay posted a picture of her and Tripp as her profile picture on Facebook. And I was like, what the hell? Like, we didn't have any other interactions after that. It looked like it that, like, Beer Fest, which I don't recall us ever all going together in the 2 years that we've been dating. So is he seeing her on the side? Is this like his new relate? I don't know. I don't know. I'm freaking out.
When you guys decided to have this one night threesome, was that discussed that, like, hey, this is a one-time thing, we're only doing this once, and we're not, or like, maybe in his mind he now thinks it's an open relationship?
No, there's no way. Like, we were very clear this was something that we were going to try, you know. This wasn't something that was going to be ongoing. We're not in an open relationship. That was never discussed.
You don't know of any time that they've hung out after that?
Not that he's told me.
Not that he's told you. Okay.
And she hasn't.
No, 100% no.
Well, it sounds suspicious enough. I get your concerns.
Okay, let's call Trip, and Loren's going to offer him a romantic rose package, and we're going to find out who he sends it to. If it's Lindsay and not you, let's wait and see what he says on the card. That'll say a lot about what's going on in their world, okay? I know it's hard, but try not to jump in until we get as much info from him as we can.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Trip, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Trip. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling with some awesome news today. One of your friends tagged you in our Insta post where we're giving away $100 in beautiful free red roses, and we randomly selected your tag to get those roses.
Oh, nice.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
Let's send him to Lindsay.
Okay. And what is your relationship with Lindsay? Just so I know what kind of a card to add and for our market research.
A friend.
Nobody that you're romantic with?
A little bit in the past, but yeah.
Okay. And then
there's some history. Yeah.
What would you like to put on Lindsay's card?
Let's say, Lindsay, for all you do for me, this is me giving back to you.
Are you f***ing kidding, Trip? Like, honestly, what the f***? Why are you sending Lindsay roses and not me?
Whoa. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay.
Yep,
yeah,
this is okay. War of the Roses, dude. You're on Kiss 95.1.
Yep. I cannot f***ing believe you right now.
Okay, just relax. It's not like
relax,
that. Okay?
Relax? You're throwing away 2 years over one night? You're asking me to relax? You know
it. I throw anything away? What are you talking about? I didn't just throw anything away.
Trip, why did you send the romantic roses to Lindsay after Loren said, is there anything romantic going on? You said in the past. So are you sending her the roses after the threesome?
No, it's not like that at all. It's more of a, we just have a thing going on. She was helping me out with something, so that's all it was. That's all I was thinking about that. That's all that is.
Have you been hanging out with her without Alicia knowing?
No.
Because there's a photo of you two, you and Lindsay together.
Okay. It's our Facebook profile, you dumbass. Would you think I wouldn't find it out?
I would start talking, Trip.
I don't know what she's talking about with a picture. I've known her a long time. I don't know what she did with a picture. Why is that my responsibility? I don't know what she does. You know what I mean?
But Trip, here's the thing. Obviously, you're familiar with War of the Roses. You know you're on the radio, and you know she heard everything. Why not send the roses to her? If you're not messing around on Alicia, guys do this. When we ask who they want to send the roses to, they normally send them to their girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, it does not look good. I get that. So I understand. It's not a Alicia knows how I feel about her. I'm obviously not at this moment.
Sent roses to a girl that's not me. Romantic roses. Yep. How do I know what you feel about me? Do you want to break up? Do you want to throw away our relationship over this?
No. Would you relax? Would you get off my back about this? This is ridiculous. No, it's not like that at all. All right. Look, obviously, you all know we had a threesome. We had a drunken threesome. That's what happened. It was not true at all.
We talked about it. We had this discussion. This is what we decided to do. We had a little bit of a problem in the bedroom, which you know, and this is our solution. This is not a drunken thing. We decided on this trip. Don't change the story.
I don't want you setting me up like this and making me look bad either. I mean, you know what
you
I mean?
Made yourself look bad.
You did it.
All right, so be honest right now, because we got to run. Be honest. Are you cheating on Alicia with Lindsay, yes or no?
No.
Okay, Alicia, do you believe him, yes or no?
I don't even know. I don't even know anymore.
Well, I guess we didn't get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I mean, so you're not breaking up with him? You're okay with his answer?
Well, we're going to need to talk, because okay. I want to know why this profile picture has you in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, talk it out, guys.
Let's talk to her about that.
All right. Have a good one.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Morning show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
We have an amazing poll going on right now at the MRL show. The MRL show on Twitter. The question, if you were to have a threesome, which MRL cast member would you choose to join you and your significant other? And it's based on the War of the Roses that we just had, where Alicia found out that Lindsay and her boyfriend, Trip, were seeing each other on the side, we believe, although we didn't get full disclosure, after she invited Lindsay to come into their relationship for a night. Roy and I are tied at 17%, which is the shocking thing, that there's 17% of people that fine, would be okay with me there.
We went down to 14%.
Oh.
We went down.
And Loren's at 50.
She's at 57%. Producer Nicole's at 15.
But see, you guys, before you just vote Loren.
Are you going to make an argument?
Yeah, you want to state your case?
Hey, go ahead. Why should they pick you to be the third person?
Because I see things to completion. I follow through. I'm not a selfish person.
Yeah.
And caring is sharing. Sharing is caring.
Right.
You know, that's me. Whereas I feel like Loren would be very
what's about to happen?
I know. I'm like, tread lightly.
No. I feel like you're not the threesome type. Like, you are, like, you want just the two of you to be focused on each other.
Oh, boy. We just went down to 10%.
Did people not hear me? Loren's going to be a selfish lover.
I'm not kidding. We're at 10%. Loren, 50%. Producer Nicole bumping up to 30%.
See, yeah. That's
producer
who I would vote for.
I would think Producer Nicole would get the...
So I got to feel like I need to, you know, push my agenda, my three-way agenda.
Now, hold on, buddy. Let me give you some music.
Why do you give me this?
Yeah, you get the presidential.
Go ahead. Make your case, bud.
I just want to remind everyone that, you know, I got a lot of loving. I'm a big guy. I'm funny. I'm a good personality. There's extra things to, you know, grab onto if you need to.
Plus, Roy comes with experience, y'all.
Right, I've been with men and women. Who can say that in this room? I am very talented in both fields.
There you go.
There you go, brother.
There it is.
There you have it. How are we doing now?
Let me refresh the page. Hang on.
Oh, Manny, you're dropping, buddy.
Let's see here.
I pleaded my case. And you know what it sounded like?
Huh.
It sounded like gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it sounded beggy.
Mine, I'm because see, Manny 6%, Roy 18%.
Six!
Loren 47%, producer Nicole 29%.
But six percent.
So
I was at 14. That means that people that chose me switched their vote.
Yeah, they bailed.
So go to our Twitter at the MRL show and choose. I can't believe we're doing this.
Which cast member you would like to invite into your room with you and your significant other. I would talk a lot. I would make jokes a lot.
You
maybe would. That's turning off people.
I would only be jealous and, like, selfish if it was my relationship I was inviting somebody else into.
Yeah, but you're coming you're
yeah,
coming
if I'm
in.
Coming into somebody else's relationship, let's party.
Yeah, whipping nae-nae. Here we go.
Remember in the movie Old School when he comes home early from work, Luke Wilson, and finds his girlfriend.
No, yeah.
His girlfriend is sitting in the bed, you know, and there's another couple in the house already, and they come out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Luke Wilson's like, whoa!
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah.
I wonder if people, though, you know, Lindsay in this War of the Roses is the plus one, and clearly Alicia had no idea, but now moving forward, if they do stay together, Alicia and Trip, she's not going to want Trip around Lindsay. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's not going to want to trip around Lindsay, her friend. I wonder if everybody has a friend or there's someone in your life that you're weary about having your significant other around. You know, maybe they're just a little too flirty. Like, I had a friend here who I wasn't 100% comfortable Amanda being around.
But you trust Amanda, right?
I trust Amanda. I just didn't like the way the guy friend talked to her.
Okay.
And treated her. A little too flirty mm-hmm. for my liking. And Amanda plays along because she's cool like that. But who is that person in your life? You don't have to say names. You can call in anonymously. 704-570-9595. If you have a person in your life that you're not comfortable with your significant other being around, and why is that? 704-570-9595. Roy Polchek.
Okay, updated poll. Let's see here. Oh, buddy.
It's getting worse.
Maney is at 7%. Roy, 14%. Loren, 30%.
Wow, dropping quickly.
Producer Nicole, 49%.
A new leader. Producer Nicole.
Stop signing into all these polls, Nicole. By the way, you can vote. How come mine's at 14%? I got experience on both sexes.
Yeah.
Both genders.
Do you, Producer Nicole? Aren't you a...
Yes.
Oh, you
have. Have you been with men and women?
I thought you were a gold star.
No,
I'm not a gold star.
Mm. Okay, well...
By the way, a gold star means that you've never been with the other sex.
I didn't know that.
If I could, I would, though.
It was a mistake.
You could go back in time.
So you can go to our Twitter page at the MRL show.
I liked Roy's argument.
I know, man. I've been down the
road. He's been down both roads. There's a fork in the road. Roy went left and right.
Yeah. Now, I preferred the one with the men, but...
You preferred the right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Loren and I are just lonely house husband and wife.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Straight. That's not cool.
Straight.
Boring. Basic.
Yeah. So basic. All right, who is the person in your life that you don't want your significant other around? Like we said, you could be anonymous. You can give us a shout. We're going to take your phone calls coming up here in just a little bit at 704-570-9595.
Still to come.
Mariah Carey's a woman who knows what she wants, and she'll do whatever she needs to get it, including a new fiance. I'll tell you why everyone thinks she's engaged coming up in the Dirty on the 30 in 10 minutes.
You gotta get up.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, you guys, Diamonds Direct is a direct importer of diamonds, which means you don't have to go and deal with the middleman.
You know, we were just talking about on the radio about polls. If I had to take a poll of the best diamond store in Charlotte, Diamonds Direct would be at the top of that list.
Diamonds Direct would be at the top of the list in the country, too, I would think.
That's true.
There's really no comparison. They've got amazing stores, great prices, and you go in, and there's the selection is unbelievable.
The reason why they would be the best diamond store in the country, Manny, is that they have a price guarantee that isn't just local. It covers the entire nation. Talk about buying something with the peace of mind knowing you're getting the best deal possible.
I'm taking my mama there next week while we're on spring break, and I'm going to find something for Amanda for our anniversary, which is, by the way, April 9th.
You should also get your push present while you're there, too.
She doesn't want jewelry for her push present.
It's a lie. It's a trick.
It is.
Just be on the safe side and go to Diamonds Direct.
Yeah. You're probably right. Probably right.
Go see our friends, Diamonds Direct on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall. Hendrick,
it's free. Affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
I swear this is unsolicited, Roy and Loren.
Okay.
But somebody doesn't have Twitter and wants to put a vote in on our who would you have as your plus one in the bedroom based on our War of the Roses.
And let me guess, it's you.
Hi, Michelle and Waxhaw.
Oh, this must be your neighbor. They're in Waxhaw.
You can't
it's
send
not a
text
neighbor,
messages
but it's
to
a Waxhaw resident.
So, is that why you'd invite Manny into the
party?
No,
the party.
I love Manny. I love him, and he's awesome. You guys are as well. But right. I have to vote for Manny. Got to give
you.
Him props.
Thank you. So add to that 8% that I'm currently at right now.
Yeah. So right now the votes: Producer Nicole 48%, Loren 31%, I'm at 13%. Manny is at 8% with only 77 votes, which, and by the way, we're reaching thousands of people right now, so I don't know what you're doing.
All those people are like, you know what? I don't want any of you.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
You can go to our Twitter at the MRL show and find the anonymous poll there. It's all because of War of the Roses, where there was
a plus one
gone bad.
Mm. All right, Michelle. Well, thank you for chiming in. Thanks for checking in. Love my fellow Waxhawian.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Michelle.
He's going to coin that phrase.
By the way, I thought I don't know, but I thought she'd be a little bit more specific about your qualities, and she didn't have any.
I don't think she's taking it too serious. I think she just wanted to throw her vote my way.
Oh, you know.
It's that pity vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
It is a pity vote, and that's fine. I'm at 8% here.
You just went down on my screen to 7%.
Oh, my God.
I went down to 12. Producer Nicole went up to 50.
With 81% of the precincts accounted for. All right, you can go vote at the MRL show.
You gotta get up. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Loren, before you get going on your Dirty, Roy, you got a poll update for us?
Let me refresh the page, sir.
This is the poll where, based on the War of the Roses, if you were to add a MRL show cast member to your private time with your significant other, which one would it be?
So, Manny and I are currently at a tie at 13%, Loren 33%, producer Nicole at 41%.
Things are changing drastically.
I know. I'm falling quickly. I'm not sure how I feel about this.
I know.
Anymore.
And by the way, Sterling, can you vote for your boyfriend?
Dallas isn't on Twitter either.
I mean,
neither is Amanda.
What is going on? And then the comments are hilarious. Like it says right here, I definitely pick Manny. Love me an older man.
Okay. I like this one. I would totally want to have Kiss Roy Boy in my bed if I were to do one, but I'm way too selfish.
Mm.
So and then Ninja said, I want Big Daddy Roy.
Big Daddy Roy. There it is.
Satisfying like a caddy.
Yep.
There you go.
I'm Big Daddy. All right, Loren.
All right, so Mariah Carey, everyone is saying that she's engaged. Now, there are sources saying that she wanted a fiance, and she got herself one. Now, she's, of course, been dating Brian Tanaka, who was one of her backup dancers. Well, she proposed to him, according to sources, saying that she wrote him a song and performed it for him while wearing a sexy, glittery gown and told him that she wanted to make their relationship official and take it to the next level. The sources are also saying that Brian quickly said yes and that they're already planning their wedding. This time, she wants it to be in Malibu, where she and Brian first went public.
Maybe she shouldn't do it. Maybe she should just stay single for a little while.
You know, there's like some people that are just not made for relationships.
No.
I feel like Mariah Carey might be one of them. And that's not a knock on her. It's just Mariah expects certain things to be done. Like she likes to be out in front of everybody else, and you can't be selfish like that in a relationship. So
somebody tweeted to at the MRL show based on our poll with the threesome question.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, can we just watch you? And I think they mean all of us.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. But now, by the way, now Manny's at 14%. I'm at 12. I'm last. Producer Nicole is at 42%, Loren at 32%. So.
For something that was just supposed to be a throwaway, we sure are spending a lot of time crunching numbers.
And by the way, Sterling's now calling me Big Daddy. That's the other thing.
I'm texting all my friends to go vote.
My God.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, they just plopped down $15 million on a Park Avenue love nest. Yeah. They're moving in together in
New
York
City. I
wonder
if they split it, or does A-Rod take the whole thing?
You know, I don't know. That's a great
I always
question.
Wonder about that, right?
I feel like one would just own, like, because they're not married. So I feel like one of them would just say, hey, I'm buying this place. I'd like you to move in with me.
Yeah.
You know? Katy Perry just revealed her pet name for Orlando Bloom. Now, they're not confirmed that they're in a relationship, but he was with her in Japan this week. And Katy told the crowd that the next song that she sang was going to be for him, and she referred to him as Bubba-Doo.
Nice.
Yeah. New couples alert, Haley Steinfeld and Niall are dating. They just went public with their relationship.
That's a good couple.
Yeah, I think so. They've been rumored to be together for a while. They were in Vegas together over President's Day at Backstreet Boys concerts and nightclubs, so we thought something was going on then, but they just went on Twitter and posted a picture of them as a couple.
Oh, okay. Cool. So what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
It is going to be so nice the next few days, so it's got me thinking of summer already. Well, I know I've done the big party float for the lake.
Uh-huh.
This one's a little smaller, but it's a two-person float, and it's got a cooler in it, too, so you can put your rosé in there and rosé all day from your raft.
Oh, there it is.
Yep. I love this, and we'll have it for you up at kiss951.com.
Awesome. Cool. We are going to, you know, we started this list a while ago, and it's super, super important for the guys and the ladies to hear as well so that we get a better understanding about each other. If you are in a heterosexual relationship, things men don't and will never understand about women. There's 15 of them, and I think we made it through half the list like a few weeks back. You guys want to finish? Keep
sure.
going, Loren?
Sure.
Through that list? All right, we'll do it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32 gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
The number is 10. 10 is the number that I'm throwing out to you guys.
And what is that?
That is the amount of days it's been since Loren has had zero res at her house. 10 days. There's a big number, a big digital number sitting in her house.
I'm slightly embarrassed to say I think it's less than that.
Don't be embarrassed because you use Zero Res for a lot of great reasons.
I do. And I trust them. They have empowered water, which doesn't have the chemicals that a lot of these other companies have. It's safe for my son and my dog, Woofer. And I let them into the house. I trust them in there. I go on a walk and come back when they're done.
Listen, pollen is flying everywhere. So get your house cleaned. Get rid of all that pollen to keep you and the kids from sneezing and feeling awful, and you're going to get a great deal right now. Three rooms for just $119.
Yeah, don't try to rent the machine and do it yourself. Just call Zero Res, 704-509-4488, or you can check them out online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Tell them Amy and Loren sent you.
You've reached the high.
First only at Carrabba's.
Join Kiss 95.1 at the Rodeo Ponderosa at PDQ. Love that spot in Hickory. March 31st from 12 to 3 for a free mechanical bull ride and lots more fun.
Ooh, love that. Also visit kiss951.com to refresh and revamp your home. Spring spruce up tips from the great outdoors of Cherryville.
And spring is here, people. It's going to be like 80 today.
Yay! Bring it.
Bring it on. Things that men don't understand about women and never will, coming up in 3 minutes.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Updated on the update on that poll, Roy, that we don't really care about, but we've been talking about nonstop for the last 30 minutes.
With.
I don't know. I think I'll admit I care about it.
I'm making a comeback.
Loren is making a comeback. So currently, producer Nicole is leading at 40%. Loren second at 30%. Very close to race. Manny and I are currently fighting. I'm at 17%. You're at 13%. We, by the way, stand in no comparison to Loren and Nicole.
So War of the Roses had a plus one scenario in the bedroom. And so we put the poll up there ourselves, like, who would your plus one be from the MRL show? Congratulations to producer Nicole, who looks like she's gonna
win this one.
And someone will win Nicole, by the way. That's the other part of this contest.
Yeah, we're just not telling you.
We're going to reward you by giving you Nicole.
Oh, man. So things that men don't understand about women and never will.
Oh, man. There's a lot.
So there's a lot we don't understand about you either.
I don't mean it as a knock.
No. It's
just that whole age-old men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Like, we just see things differently.
Think about this. You don't have to answer right now, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one thing that you don't understand about men? Think about that.
Okay.
On this list is why it takes so long to do eye makeup, which, by the way, I can take out the eye and just do makeup, and I still want to know. It takes so long. Although, Loren, you do it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You have a whole system.
I think if it takes you more than 15 to 20 minutes, you're probably wearing too much. Like, you don't need all that.
Mm.
There's a different way to do it.
When you ask them to take a picture of you, you mean the upwards of 10. Loren has a photo rule with her husband, don't you?
Yes. Well, he has a rule.
That he will only take 3 photos.
Mm-hmm. I can only ask him to take a picture 3 times in the course of a day. So I have to make them count.
Does that include correcting one? Like if you're in front of a water fountain and you do that three times, is that you're using up your
only
your three
if
a day?
It's like really bad, like everyone's eyes are closed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but tell me, what do you look for? So teach me the way to take a proper photo. I know angle up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, you hold the camera up and angle down.
Hold the camera up, angle down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else do I need to do to get the perfect shot?
I need you to tap whoever you're taking the photo of so that the focus is proper.
On them, uh-huh. Okay.
And make sure that the light is good because sometimes you got to add a little filter or something to it.
Okay. If anybody knows, it's Loren.
And listen, if you just took it right the first time, we wouldn't ask you to take 15 of them.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. We need to have an educational class.
Sometimes we don't know. You want full outfit? You want close-ups? Oh, you got to get the shoes.
Well, take two.
On this list is why we have 400 products in our bathroom and the weight of all of it practically buries us every time we open our medicine cabinet.
You guys don't throw any products away, like face cleanser, makeup stuff, lip balm, gloss?
Yeah. You should see my amounts of lip gloss.
What's the difference between that and lip balm?
Well, just lipsticks in general. Okay. I have like three huge bags. I'm like, this is probably expired 7 years ago, but I never know when I'm going to need poppy seed orange again.
There it is. Poppy seed orange. I can't wait. You never know when I need Cajun shrimp pink.
That actually is a color.
I know it is. Why we ask if we look fat in something? Don't ever ask that question. That's a trap.
It's really not. The answer is simple. Yeah.
Things that guys will never understand. Girl drama.
I know some guys that love drama, though.
And I don't want to pin it, but, you know, we've talked about this 1,000 times. Guys tend to get over their drama real quick by going to get a beer and going to watch a game.
Yeah.
Whereas women will
hold on to something.
How do women get back at each other? I won't like your Instagram photo for a week. Oh, come on. That's a thing. I'm sure.
It is a thing.
I feel like just in my experience with my friends, my girlfriends, that they have fake relationships, fake friendships. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I'm upset with someone, you're going to know I'm upset with
right.
you. And I'm not even going to pretend to be your friend, whereas they will fake it, which I find that to be so fast. It seems too exhausting. Why go through all that work to fake a friendship when you don't like someone?
It really is.
You know what I mean? Frenemies. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what they call
that? Yeah, frenemies. And, Manny, the whole I don't think that it's catty, the whole I'm not liking your Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. Sometimes, A, you don't see that person stuff because they have their own algorithms, and two, if you're not liking it, it's not like I'm trying to spite you thing. It's a I just can't give you that attention right now.
But it's a thing.
But if I like it, you may think the door's back open. You know what I mean?
Sure.
No, you're right. So. But this is something that like I would never think of, and you're absolutely right. That's
like I've had some of my friends tell me that they were like, well, you know, I haven't seen I don't know, pick a name. Because I don't want to say
Jessica,
her real name.
Whatever.
Let's pick a different name.
No way.
We'll just say Katie.
Okay.
Okay.
Lorraine, you had 1 in 10 billion.
No.
And then you picked it.
Yeah, she said, you know, Katie hasn't liked my photo in days. And I'm like, why do you even care? Why are you even following up to see if Katie's like... also in this list, the difference between leggings, pantyhose, and tights.
There is a difference. Leggings. Hold on. Pantyhose and tights. Okay. Yeah. So leggings typically don't have the foot in them.
Do you wear those outside? Like, can you wear those outside?
Yes.
Something? Okay.
You can wear that as a pant, although I don't recommend it.
Like a yoga
it.
Pant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're thicker. A pantyhose, what was the other one? A tight. Pantyhose is the thinnest of the three, and that's worn as an undergarment to something. And then a tight is a little thicker than a pantyhose.
What?
So
I know.
If it's really cold outside, you might wear a tight as opposed to pantyhose.
Okay. There you have it. That list we'll put up, too, by the way, at kiss951.com. But speaking of social media, like, we should ask people... get on with us and tell us, because we've all been down this road before. Like, who are you currently in a social media feud with, and what is it over? 704-570-9595. You're leaving comments on their picture. You're leaving comments on their post on Facebook. Maybe you're tweeting at them. Who currently, maybe nobody is, but I find it hard to believe, right? You think somebody's in a social media feud with someone right now?
Of course. I bet so. Everyone's always feuding with someone.
All right. Get to us right now. We're going to take your phone calls.
Now it's your turn. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Who are you feuding with right now on social media? You could call in anonymously. You don't have to use names. What is the feud over? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Anonymous in North Carolina. Talk about double anonymous, kind of. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I didn't even want to say the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
I was just trying to keep it.
I get it. Anonymous.
Keep it quiet.
Yeah, yeah. So who are you feuding with online?
Well, it's not exactly a feud. It's actually like an obsession. I have an ex who I have to co-parent and socialize with because really I have no other choice. And his current girlfriend keeps up with how many times his friends or family members like my Facebook post.
Wow.
How many times? Wow, that's a lot to keep track of.
That is a lot to
and
keep track of.
How do you know that?
I was told by a family member.
Through the grapevine.
She threw out a number that so-and-so liked these posts so many times.
Huh.
Does she realize that you guys have children together? Like, clearly.
Oh, she knows. She knows. We were friends at one time. It just didn't go as planned, I guess.
Huh.
Wow.
Is she what came between you and...
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the problem. It was other females that came between he and I, so...
Oh, so she's constantly looking over her shoulder. Yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thank you for sharing. Oh,
that once a cheater, always a cheater syndrome.
Shannon and Gastonia, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So you have family members that are arguing amongst each other on social media.
Always, always. Politics. They are always arguing about politics.
Ugh.
I wish I could throw her name out there, but she would kill me. It's like nonstop. It got so bad to where her mother actually, you know, disagreed with her on something. And she did not speak to her mother for 9 days.
Whoa.
Oh, good gosh.
Over politics.
Over Trump. Over something that Trump said. Her mother disagreed with it. And 9 days. And they literally live 10 minutes away from each other.
You know, this is interesting because Roy and I were talking about this off the air earlier this morning. And it's like, maybe we should do a little segment on it because it's like kind of refreshing because I think we're in a world where now everyone cares about everything and everyone has an opinion and you can see it on social media.
Yeah, everybody has a platform.
Yeah, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, you could, like, you might have an opinion, but unless I asked you or you told me physically, we wouldn't know.
Nervous to talk about those things.
Right, Loren, and they also didn't have the platform to go on and just blast people or blast their thoughts out there. But, like, Roy and I are like, you know what? We just honestly don't care about Stormy Daniels and Trump. Like, it's the lead story, and I'm head in the sand about it, admittedly.
Yeah.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if the market goes up or down. Like, I just don't care.
Right. I don't care about that. But I don't care about I don't care about NCAA.
Roy doesn't care about March Madness, Shannon.
Yeah. You know,
no. And I'm like, but what is the point of getting on there and arguing? What, you're not going to change anything. You have that much time in your day. Really, find something to do.
Yeah,
find something to do.
The problem is when,
that much time.
Yeah. When people are so passionate about one thing, you're not going to change their mind. So if I don't care about what you're putting out on social media, I'll just hide posts like this. Like, there's an actual button for that now, and it's wonderful.
So what I'm going to do is, and you guys can get on the phone too, and we can play along with y'all at 704-570-9595. I'll write down, like, I'll go look on, like, CNN, like Fox News. I'll pick, like, 10 things that are going on in the world. I'll yell them out, and then you tell me whether or not you guys even care about what's going on. Like, really care.
Yeah. No, in fact, on my Twitter, you can ban certain words. So if someone says a certain word,
yeah, that's
you won't,
what I mean.
You won't show up in your feed. I think I have like Trump politics, liberals, Democrats, yeah, and Republicans. I don't want any of
and
it.
And Facebook has a button,
any of
hide posts like this.
Yeah.
So anything that's under that umbrella, it'll hide for you.
So now I get nothing but puppy videos, yeah, and I love it.
Right. And it's just become so negative that when you go on Instagram or Twitter to find, you know, cute pictures or funny posts, you're just hit over the head with this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's chasing me into the sand. Yeah. It's just so much. Holy cow. All right, we'll get to that coming up after, I was going to say 10. But we'll be no, busy
we'll
after 10.
Be, yeah, we'll
yeah
be.
After 9. Real quick, I want to say hi to some friends, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Leonardo, Sophia, and Victoria. And my buddy Mike, they're driving up to New York listening to the MRL morning show. And you'll get us, Roy, you go north, you'll get us 95.1, like right up through almost Virginia.
Almost, yeah. Up until like you cross the Virginia line. When you go up the mountain, when you start going up the mountain, there's some issues.
Okay. Well, there you go. You can take us with you, of course, on the Kiss 95.1 app. Couple things to keep in mind as we head into the weekend, which tomorrow's Friday free for all. We got your tickets to go see Nelly at 7:45 at the Intimidator Stadium. Monday is the return of the Kiss Cash Code. You're going to have 5 shots a day to win $1,000. So it starts Monday morning with the MRL show. Also, Why Don't We is coming for an up close and personal morning show. Well, not morning show, but a Kiss 95.1 listener experience, as we like to call it. It's one of those things where money can't pay for this. You have to win your way in. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going bowling with the boys at Strike City in the Epicenter. So head over to kiss951.com right now to sign up for your chance to win a private rock and bowl experience with Why Don't We.
You say rock and bowl?
Rock and bowl is what they're calling it.
Huh.
I would have said boy band bowling.
Don't We Bowl?
Why Don't We Bowl is a good one.
Love those ideas, but
well,
nobody hit us up.
Why Don't We is not a rock band.
I know.
Who created the name? Rock and Bowl.
That smells like Quagmire, our boss.
Oh, come on. Where you hire us to be creative. Call us. We'll help you.
Yeah.
I love the event though. Bowling with Why Don't We is pretty
yeah,
darn cool.
Yeah.
They were great at Kissmas.
And Strike City's already great too.
Say good morning to Ashley and Lake Wiley, you guys.
Good morning, Ashley. You didn't
good
say
morning.
Good morning, Loren.
Good morning.
Rude.
Sorry, I was in the middle of it. Sorry.
Hi, Ashley. So who are you social media arguing with?
I'm not really arguing with him, but it's my father-in-law. He's in his 70s, and he's newer to Facebook. But everything that anybody posts on his Facebook, he's got a comment for it. He comments, a gif, something.
I have an uncle like that, and it does start a lot of issues.
Yes.
I mean, I think some people are just bored, and they're looking for the reaction. That's what my dad does.
Yeah.
My dad's 76 years old. As soon as I show up in his house, he goes, you know why young people shouldn't vote? Because they don't know enough about the topics to vote. And I'm like, I'm not going down this road with you.
Yeah, this is a trap.
Because I guarantee you don't know much either.
Right. You think you do, but you don't. Thanks, Ash.
You know, my family, and I'm talking like not my mom, I'm talking like your aunts and uncles.
Right.
They're super nice to me on social media. Like, Roy, you're beautiful. Haven't seen you in forever. I love you.
Oh, so they lie.
Wow.
Is that what you're saying? Maybe I missed the point. Sorry.
I'm just saying that they're nice.
They oversell their caringness.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a quick little round here. And this isn't for you guys. You could take the segment as you want. I hope nobody walks away here thinking that we're ignorant and don't know what's going on in the world, because the three of us are educated as to what's going on. We keep the news on in here all the time.
Yes.
We're aware of what's going on.
We are briefed on the issues.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that we care about it. Like, there's certain things that some people care about, and it's not just politics.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anything. Like, for instance, Roy, you don't care about March Madness, and the Final Four is this weekend.
Oh, really? Is it this weekend?
Yeah, and I'm wearing my Kansas shirt.
I was wondering why you were wearing that.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care at all. Are they in the Final Four?
They are. They're playing Villanova Saturday night.
Who would have thought that?
Kansas and Villanova.
They're a good team.
Oh.
I'll be in New York City at 8:49 when tip-off happens. I'll probably be in the bar of my hotel watching the game. You will be doing something entirely different that has nothing to do with basketball.
Oh, I'm not watching at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
No interest.
No.
Loren, is there anything in your life that is really you're really interested in right now that you don't think Roy and I would be interested in?
I mean, I'm stressed out with Mommy Land right now. Like everything in Mommy. I posted something yesterday that was like behind every great kid is a woman as a mom thinking that she's screwing it all up. And that's like that's me currently. Everything once I leave the radio station is like family stuff right now. So other like honestly, I'm so consumed with that. Like not that I don't care what's going on in the world. Like I just don't have time. Like I've got my own drama.
And that counts.
Yeah.
Okay. So Stormy Daniels, anybody in here care about like to the point where you look up information and you need to read about Stormy Daniels and President Trump?
No, I saw the headline and I get the information I needed and it was not surprising, but it, you know,
I'm with you. I will not go search any more research on it. I don't care. North Korea. Anybody care about what's going on in North Korea?
No.
I may care when it gets closer to the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm interested
in what's going on over there to a point where I'll read if there's an article about something happening. Like I knew that Kim Jong-un went to China.
See, I didn't care about that.
Well, I read about that.
Okay.
I'm interested in North Korea, though. I think it's like they're weird.
You're interested in that whole dynamic over there. And like for me, I just need to know the bullet points. Like I don't need to know all the details.
Right. Same.
Yeah.
Russia, the Russian investigation.
Could care less.
I'm past it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm over it. Just get the. Don't we know that it happened and they meddled? Move on.
Me too.
What else is going on? What else can we do?
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Beat it over our heads, right? Okay, here's another one. The NBA. NBA playoffs are coming.
No, I thought we were in NCAA.
Well, NBA is going on right now at the same time. College
well,
and pros.
That's confusing. How can you pick what you want to watch?
Well, it's the same thing with football. Football, college football, and NFL football goes on at the same time.
That's why you go to a place like Dave and Buster's where they got 20 TVs and you can watch it all.
Mm-hmm.
Free plug.
Yeah, I don't care.
Thank you.
I don't care about that.
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Today's opening day of baseball, Major League Baseball. First pitch today at 1 o'clock for a lot of teams.
So baseball is exciting at the beginning of baseball season, and then it's the longest season ever, and it's not fun again until three quarters of the way through playoffs.
Okay.
See, I feel like that about basketball. I feel like they've been dribbling the dang balls since like August of last year.
But for me, both games are a social event. Like I would still, I'm interested in it. Like I'll still go to the game and watch.
Yeah.
But I'm not keeping up with it.
How about the shooting in Sacramento, California? You guys keeping up with that?
Yeah, I care about that.
Yeah, I do too.
I care about that.
I do too. Something went wrong where an unarmed African-American man was shot 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. That part I'm reading about.
Not to mention, I also lived in Sacramento for a good bit of 6 years.
I didn't even connect that.
You got a tie there,
And it's very much like Charlotte. Similar city size. You know, our uptown is much bigger than Sacramento's downtown, but yeah, that's interesting. I'm definitely keeping my eye on that, and I think we all are.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not bad.
No.
It seems like everything that we don't care about is what's all over the news all the time. And it's like.
But you know what? I feel like
fatigue.
The reason it is fatigue. That's the reason you get sick of it. And you're like, I'm done with it. I can't listen to this at nauseam.
That's why we on our show, we will never talk politics. And there's other shows that you can listen to on the radio that will talk about it. No, not here. We will not talk about politics. You need a break from it.
We're not smart enough, A.
Right. You shouldn't trust our opinions, B.
And who cares about our opinions? I don't even have one. I voted third party, for God's sakes. What does that say about anything?
And a lot of people would be upset with you for that.
They are. I got plenty of messages when I was talking about that during the election.
Hey, you voted. Some people didn't vote because they didn't like either candidate. So
that's true. Yep. That's what the march was about.
Yep.
That's another thing I was very interested in.
The March of Our Lives?
Mm-hmm, March for Our Lives, yeah.
You know, not that I don't care about the issue. I didn't really read much into the march.
Okay.
Didn't really. I mean, I care, and I think it's great for people to protest. But I watched snippets.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the video of the 6 minute silence, which kind of was fun.
See, and I did care about that because I have a local tie to Parkland, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, just take this message from the MRL show. Like, maybe just think about it for a minute and just unplug and that's not to say don't be aware of what's going on, but maybe instead of seeing something and immediately tweeting or reacting to it today, maybe today you just don't And it'll be healthy for you. Trust us. The weather's going to be beautiful here in the Carolinas. Enjoy the day, you guys.